tasted the kindness of the Lord. That is to say, if you have experienced in your salvation the power of the Word of God combined with the sovereign grace of God, if you've experienced that in your salvation, then go on in the Word to experience it in your sanctification. Isn't that what Peter's saying?
It is. And in fact, one of the basic truths of the gospel is that we are not responsible for our own salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. And I think every true Christian understands that on some level. But think about this, John, and I think this is the difficulty a lot of people have. If I am not responsible for my own salvation, does that mean that my unsaved neighbor is not responsible for his own sin?
No, we are all responsible for our own sin. We are all held accountable before God, not only for our own sin, but for our rejection of God and of the gospel. When Paul writes the Thessalonians, he says God is going to send his angels to bring out judgment and retribution on those who do not obey the gospel, and they'll be punished everlastingly for not obeying the gospel. The sinner is fully culpable, fully accountable, fully guilty, fully to blame for his own or her own sin, and will bear the full weight of divine justice upon that sin. That is the responsibility clearly indicated in Scripture. And of course, that produces the question, first of all, why didn't God choose everybody for salvation? And the answer to that is God does what God does because it, in the end, gives him glory. And God has every right to glorify himself in his wrath as well as in his righteous grace. Beyond that, you cannot go, except to say that the sinner will bear the full guilt of his own sin forever. And I think one of the ways to describe hell that helps us to understand it is that hell will be a permanent condition of a fully functioning conscience that forever will justly accuse the sinner for the life that that sinner lived and continues to live throughout eternity in rebellion against God.
That is a frightening thought. Our tendency, I think, is to try to say, if God is sovereign, then how is he righteous to judge me for my sin? And that's the related question. Why does God pass over some? You've said we can't know the answer to that. How does God then hold them responsible if he didn't choose them for salvation?
Well, they are responsible for their own sin because it is their sin. The sinner sins because the sinner chooses to sin. We sin because it is our nature to sin, and we sin in the fashion that we choose to sin.